Japan has lifted its ban on U.S. beef, and other Asian nations are expected to follow. The ban was put in place in 2003 after the discovery of mad cow disease in one U.S. steer. Japan was a big market for American beef producers, worth more than $1 billion. Now those producers will begin exporting again if they can meet some pretty strict Japanese requirements. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
Dave Stevenson drives his big white pickup truck between corrals filled with 25,000 head of cattle feeding quietly on flaked corn and hay. Stevenson is co-owner of the Red Rock Feeding Company, a feedlot located between Phoenix and Tucson.
Let's go look at some nice cattle on the outside, Allie.
Stevenson is glad to see Japan once again allow U.S. beef imports, but he's not counting on selling huge numbers, at least not right away. That's because the Japanese have put two major restrictions on U.S. beef. First, cattle has to be slaughtered at 20 months or younger. Second, the cattle must carry a record of where it's from.
See the little metal clip in there's left ear and left ear? That tells you where they came from. It doesn't tell you their age, though. These cattle, looking at them, are about 17, 18 months, maybe 19. They're getting up there to where they're borderline.
Both requirements, age and source verification, are to prevent the spread of mad cow disease. Source verification allows instant tracking of any infected beef. Age verification is insurance. The incidence of mad cow goes up as beef ages. Lynn Hines of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the source verification was expected.
We're the only major exporter of animal products in the world that at this point do not have some sort of a uniform national ID program. Many people are working to get that done now.
As for the 20-month age requirement, most cattle are slaughtered between 16 and 24 months of age anyway. Harvey Dietrich, who owned a slaughterhouse for 17 years before becoming a full-time rancher, says 20 months is unnecessarily cautious.
But Japanese determined that 20 months is what they're willing to do. If we wanted to sell them beef, we sort of got blackmailed into that one, I think. We did a terrible job of trading.
U.S. beef producers will now have to do a better job of selling. Lynn Hines says the U.S. Meat Export Federation has identified more cuts of beef to sell to Japan, and he says that cuts Americans don't eat much should make money.
Tongue, which is very popular in Japan and sells for less than $1 a pound here, it's selling for about $20 a pound in Japan right now.
Most of Japan's imported beef during the U.S. ban came from Australia. Now Australia will once again become America's biggest competitor. Rancher Harvey Dietrich.
The Australians aren't going to roll over. They've been sending all the beef in. So I see it a long-term situation where we'll build the numbers.
Dietrich says all 7,500 of his cattle have what they need for Asian export.
Every calf that's born on my place has a tag. They're all sequentially numbered. And we punch the birth date on them. Our cattle would qualify for Japanese.
It should be a worthwhile investment. Beef economists say the added technology and paperwork costs between $1 and $4 a head of cattle. But they say the Japanese will pay from $25 to as much as $80 a head more than beef sells for here. Ted Robbins, NPR News.